Today I don't feel like doing anything.
I probably shouldn't try to whistle into the mic. Seems like a terrible idea.
Don't feel like picking up.
She's not going. She's gonna, if you want to put the belt on the chair, that's perfectly fine with me.
Yeah, that's good. Well, if she
maybe
she
will go back.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kick my feet up and stare at the fan.
I really don't feel like doing anything to include this show, but we will persevere. You know what? There, if you can try to wrangle my dog, you're a better man than I am.
Back up.
Well, she's your dog.
Yeah. She's our dog. I think she wants to check out the quip bag.
All
I don't know, man.
Eh, it's all good.
She's gone.
Son. Oh.
Well, thank you, Santos, or whatever the hell that dog's name is.
The bit continues.
Yeah.
Yep. Seriously.
We good? You look distressed, sir.
I'm just making sure everything's good.
Do you need a cocktail? Do you need a houseboy?
Oh, I didn't even get a refill.
Speak right.
Yes.
Mute his mic while we pad for him.
That's fine.
Hey, Jack.
Yo.
Hello.
Great to see you on another another bright, shiny week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
hopefully you're not watching on YouTube and noticing that our clothes have not changed from the previous week.
Nobody cares.
No one cares.
No one cares.
It's fine.
Fruitless endeavor. It could be fruitful at some point.
I think that's what we're banking on.
Yeah,
for sure. There might need to be some hard conversations had in the days and weeks going forward.
Yeah. You gotta keep the momentum going.
Yeah. Well, I alluded to it in the last show. I think we kicked off the first half of AJ Go South. And is that what he called it? I don't know.
AJ Go South?
Yeah, perhaps.
Okay.
We might need to have a good solid conversation to
All right, I'm back.
Help determine. Jesus Christ.
Damn it.
This was a great idea.
All right.
And now the dog is trying to go back to the damn chair.
Are you going
to
go back?
Oh, God.
Perfection.
Otherwise, you're going to be replaced by a belt.
I would welcome that. I'm sure the listening audience or the watching audience will welcome that as well.
No, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Kill this thing. Let's start the show. Dog or no dog? From the Bad Slant Studios in Eddie's room, it's a Bad Slant podcast. I'm the hashtag moderator. He's Just Jack.
Yo.
The Iceman. He is
What's
on the ones
good?
And twos. You can catch us on BadSlant.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at BadSlant. We appreciate you checking us out on YouTube if you are doing just that. But we love you all the same if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, CastBox, and Pandora. Hopefully, sans static. And if you're listening to this... We're not perfect, okay, guys. We're trying our best.
We're near perfect,
as CJ McCollum says. We're trying our best, Jennifer. But wherever you are, you're listening to us, watching us, subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and as always, support the show. No item this week because, frankly, we can't turn that around between shows. It's on me, boys.
We would be a week closer to Black Friday, though, so there should be a lot of deals.
Oh, my God. You should be scouting
so
Black Friday
deals. So buy those
deals
through our tab somehow.
Yeah, you know
somehow.
What? Do what I do. I am a Slick Deals aficionado. Find the deals on Slick Deals, and then go to badslant.com/support and buy those same things through those websites. That's Amazon, Target, Walmart.com.
Have you guys started looking at any of these early Black Friday sale deals?
I mean, I'm a skinflint. I don't know if I'm like that Jedi-level skinflint
okay.
that you're
no,
talking
not yet.
About.
I started looking.
That's next level.
I don't know if it's just us getting older where we start to own more stuff.
Dude, you old.
It's not that crazy anymore. Like back in the day, you used to look at like one of these like doorbuster sales, and it's like, oh my God, you get a TV for $50 or some insane.
Remember that time that you and your wife were like waiting in line at Best Buy.
Oh, and you then, cut the line?
And then, yeah, me and Mrs. AJ cut the line, like, directly in front of you.
I was like, hey, we've been here for, like, hours, and these dicks showed up about, like, 20 minutes, and then everyone bum-rushed the door.
Now, it was not a premeditated attack specifically targeted at you. It was just the fact that the Best Buy staff had decided, we're going to screw these people over hard and fast. And the
horrible,
plebs,
man. Never, horrible.
Plebs being me just rushed the door. So the whole
I don't blame you because everyone else did. So we were just like standing there in line, confused, like what just happened?
How long were you waiting there before they
like,
bum rushed?
At least
the
like 2 hours.
Hours.
Because we did the deal where you went after you finished Thanksgiving, you go straight to Best Buy, wait in line before like that early or really? late night, early morning, whatever they
My
call
God.
It, open.
The kids would call this an antiquated notion.
So we went there, waited in line for at least 2 hours, and it was freezing that night, and I remember. And then, like, literally when people were starting to flow in, everyone just, like...
It was a heavy flow.
Just went straight for the front door, and then the people that... I mean, all of our line neighbors were looking at each other like, what the hell just happened? And then these guys were part of that group that just bum rushed the front.
I don't look fondly back at those days. And you know what? They were dark times. I think we've chronicled the fact that I'm something of a skinflint. This is part of my DNA. But I don't take solace knowing that you guys were amongst those that.
Looking at these deals, like these days, I don't know. It's just for
you
some
ready
reason,
to jump back in.
It just doesn't have.
You want to go night night?
The same cachet?
No, it doesn't have the same appeal that makes me want to wait in line for something because it's like, that's not that great.
No, you know? That's for dickheads. You want to wait until Cyber Monday, then you go do your shopping through our tab on Amazon or Target or Walmart.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
And you let the chips fall where they may, God damn it, rolling into the holiday season. So that's the blueprint. That's the game plan. Obviously, I have no game plan when it comes to traveling to other parts of this great country. I think we touched off the last episode talking about me traveling to Columbia, South Carolina.
We touched on it briefly.
I don't have too much more to get into it, although I think there are some juicy tidbits that Ice wanted me to touch on because I think he was watching closely with his social media binoculars. I don't know how else to characterize it.
Those cocks.
But here's the reveal. If I think we're recording this episode for the YouTube, the camo hat was turned around the other way for the last episode. This is the big reveal, folks. I am a proud supporter of the Gamecocks. Go game, go Cox. man, these
what
are
a man
dick.
Of the cock.
Do
what
they
a dick.
Do they have a great bit going? Like it's the stupidest thing that you
and
could
everyone understands
market.
What they're doing, right?
It's hilarious, man. They got teas, and nobody's really all like really sensitive to the whole thing. But the whole Gamecock thing, and now they shorten it to Cox. It's just phenomenal. Like they just print money, and you know what I found? I went to the Gamecocks like off post bookstore where they sell all the merchandise. And I looked at the prices. This is an FBS, like a bowl level school. Like they're big deal, big money pouring through the school. They are not gouging their customer base the same way that my alma mater is gouging their customer base. And mind you, my school, who I love, their football team and the whole lot, they're FCS level. So technically one level below where like South Carolina is.
1A.
I'm gonna need you to shut the hell up. We're not in different we're not in the same league. We're in different leagues, and I every time I go back to JMU, I'm getting gouged for
JMU.
Like $30, $40 for t-shirts, and they're not near as cool because they just say go Dukes, and I can pivot to this.
But they're Nike products, right?
They are a Nike school, but then I pivot and then like
pivot.
They're an Under Armour school, so that's got to count for something. No. USC is
What?
They go by USC. They are the University of South Carolina.
But they don't go by... When you think USC, you think of University of Southern California.
Right, but their shorthand is still USC.
Correct, but they don't...
try to steal that.
Yeah, they go... Right, but
they're battling.
No,
they're beefing.
But they don't go by USC. They go South Carolina.
I'll take your word for it. Everywhere I go, just...
Or they USC. Just say Gamecocks.
or Gococks. But they got a great bit going. Like they're not gouging the customers, and they have a really catchy marketing campaign. I can't say the same for my alma mater, but that's cool. I got the merch. And, you know, before long, I could very well be collecting some more. There may be more visits or trips down south going forward. We'll get to that eventually.
Let's go, Cox.
Yeah.
Let's go, Cox.
I was this close to getting the wife to go to homecoming weekend. Like, it actually was homecoming weekend, but we were actually this close to going to the game. It was like $16.
To the football game of U.S.?
Could have bought it the day up for $16.
University of Southern Cox.
USC. Go USC.
Southern Cox.
South Cox.
Yeah. Okay, so that's that's neither here nor there. The part that I think that Ice really wanted me to touch on was the culinary exploits that South Carolina has to offer. Columbia specifically has to offer.
Pacifically?
Pacifically, yes.
There you go.
It's the wrong Carolina.
It's a Carolina, though.
We talked about this before the show. They gotta find. There gotta be more rappers in South Carolina.
I don't think so.
We gotta tip these scales.
I don't. If there are, I don't know any of them.
I mean, is Petey Pablo gonna say? He say, "Go Carolina." Doesn't say the
South
state or nothing.
South Carolina, come on and raise up.
Sounds awkward at that point. Okay. You found the instrumental.
Yeah.
Good job, sir. So it's not.
We're not being biased.
It's just regional. Okay. So what? Okay. So you honed in on my
culinary
dining exploits in South Carolina. What like tipped you off initially? Like what caught your attention?
Was it a cookout?
Cookout. They have cookouts up here.
They do. They are isolated to Southern Virginia, so it is still kind of
Fredericksburg.
Is it Fredericksburg?
There's one in Fredericksburg. Yeah.
Okay, that's as far north as I've ever seen them go.
So what are they known for? I mean, I saw
burgers,
you got like
milkshakes.
Well, you got chair wine on draft.
I think
or whatever.
I think
they're fountain.
Yes.
Fountain.
It's not a beer. My God. Draft.
Make sure you shake off the head.
Yeah.
I think I'd only seen a cookout like towards Richmond and Virginia Beach. Uh-huh. So like Fredericksburg is actually a huge deal to see them up that north. But they are, I think, exactly as they describe. It's like going to a cookout. You got hot dogs. They got like burgers, like that whole thing.
It's legit. It's
milkshakes.
Good.
Yeah. It's solid. And my God, affordable as all get out. They have trays that you can actually order. So the tray usually entails like an entree, a primary entree, like cheeseburger, but you can get two hot dogs, like and douse them in chili, whatever else, like chicken sandwiches, the whole lot. That's the first option. Second option, you get like sides. You get to choose two. You got cheese bites. You got onion rings, like, and all of this with a large drink, a fountain cheer wine, as you indicated.
Fountain.
Your big boy. That's your big boy. For the grand price of $6.
Damn,
what?
Man.
$6.
Damn.
I was living high on the hog. Like when the wife came down to visit me for the weekend in Columbia, we actually split a tray. We actually had enough food to split a tray for $7. And
damn.
I wound up going back alone and getting the same tray. And
of course.
It was
you got the same thing? Why didn't you try something else?
No, I didn't. I got a tray.
You got a tray.
The second time.
Got it.
First time, we actually got the two chili dogs and cheese bites, onion rings, the whole thing. Right. And then the second time around, I came back.
Amazing.
Yeah, I came back for a spicy chicken sandwich, cheese bites, onion rings.
Take that, Popeyes.
Yeah.
Anyway, everything was great.
Pretty damn solid.
Yeah?
Yeah. So damn. Affordable, clogging the arteries. I'm in no way ready for a trip to Bali, but I digress. Like that's worth it in the end because if I could get that on a regular basis, it'd be over. Like the whole working out muscle bit, gone. Just find me a cookout. We're good.
So I have to ask. So like you know when you have an actual cookout and you cook burgers and hot dogs, they have a certain taste to it, right?
Yeah.
Like a char grill thing.
Is that what it tastes like?
I don't know.
When you so you wouldn't say that.
You cover everything in chili, man.
It's they serve the dishes, but it doesn't necessarily taste like it was cooked in a cookout.
No, but like they're dishes you would find at a cookout.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like that's the hook. That's the bit.
Okay.
And cheer wine.
I still dig that, man.
And cheer wine. My God, can they do anything wrong? No, they can't. They do no wrong whatsoever. And the fact that I've only gotten sheer wine from Commonwealth Dry Goods in the bottle format, and getting it, I can't tell you, with the crushed ice and
he's right here.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey.
Hey. So when you're crushed and covered in sheer wine, it's just the bee's knees. Twice to cook out.
That sounds magnificent.
So there's Bojangles. I think we've all had dalliances with Bojangles.
It's good.
What else do you have?
Actually, it's the one that I didn't go to that was like the biggest upset of them all.
What's that?
So I dropped the wife off at the airport in Charlotte. So we were in Columbia, South Carolina. The Charlotte airport is like a 75-minute drive away from where we are. So I take her up to Charlotte, and we had done a heavy day of eating, carousing, just going around Columbia. So I was pretty close to just saying, like, we got to get this day over with. And honestly, wasn't really that hungry at that point in the day. This was a Sunday. So I drop her off. It's getting late. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to take it up on two wheels and get back to my hotel. I'm plowing down the road. I'm just blowing down 77 to get back to my hotel. And then I'm looking at the corner of my eye. I'm like, did I see that correctly? And I glance again. I had seen something on the rest area sign that looked familiar. And then I go like another mile down the road and I look again. I was like, that had to be it. I had driven at 75 miles an hour in my rented Jeep Cherokee past a Jack in the Box.
Oh,
what?
They have one of those?
What?
In Charlotte,
North Carolina. No way.
What?
In Charlotte, North Carolina.
What?
Evidently, they're only in the North Carolina state limits.
Oh, my God.
With a heavy concentration in Charlotte.
Oh.
I had
pulling over for that shit.
You didn't go?
I had
Did
blown,
you go?
No, because we... here's... Okay, before you judge me...
Oh!
I had just finished...
Oh, my gosh. Should I just hit stop and...
No!
Cancel the show?
No!
Just,
okay. Look, no!
Let me tell you the reason why I did not stop.
There's no good excuse for this! No!
I went to Zaxby's.
No, you have that here.
No, we have it up here.
No, but I went to Zaxby's and got something new. And there's more Zaxby's there than there are here, by the way. There's one in this stupid state, and there's millions in
But there's only South one Carolina. Jack in the Box on the
I
East
know.
Coast.
No, 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 no. There's not just one.
Okay, but where? But you were near
he's,
one.
He's going to say there's more in the Carolinas.
In the Carolinas.
I will show you. Actually, only in North Carolina, in Charlotte. So the second that I blew past this, I was like, oh, my God. Like, do I do it? Like, I'm stuffed from
It doesn't matter.
From the
you
kick
do
and,
it.
Yeah.
Shut up. It's the kick and chicken sandwich combo that I just like mowed through and was just feeling like I was
Zaxby's.
A million pounds. You sleep on Zaxby's. You do so at your own peril. So I knew I'd made a mistake. It's like, God, like I gotta stop and get it. Like I can't do it. Like I'm ready to pass out right here. I'm completely just dying 1,000 deaths. So, but I immediately tell the wife, by the way, I think with reasonable certainty I just passed a Jack in the Box. And then she's like, oh my God. She sends me this map with like 13 Jack in the Boxes within the Charlotte city limit. So it's not an isolated thing. So I think I actually caught two separate exits with two different Jack in the Boxes on the way out of the state. So it was a lesson learned. It was almost to the point where, like, my last night in Columbia, I was like, I got a little bit of time. I could make that trek. I could do the 3 hours round trip to get this thing. And
you did.
I did not. It was too
much. I don't know what's happening right now.
It was too much. I'm sorry.
It's 3 hours. There was another day that you could have gone.
He passed by one.
Let me just say it was a bad week. So it created a less than ideal driving scenario for your boy.
No.
Come on, man.
It's painful.
We talk about Jack in the Box all the time.
We sing their praises.
We put it in such high regard.
I almost drove 3 hours alone, like, by my damn self.
He was like, nah, bro.
Nah, I'm good.
Nah, bro. I'm good.
But I mean, okay, so... So I say all that. I actually, instead of going to the Jack in the Box,
you went to McDonald's.
No.
Stop by 7-Eleven.
You guys keep talking shit. I'm going to McDonald's right now without you guys. I actually found a little dive bar in the Columbia city limits, which is actually something that the wife happened upon. So we tried to go to one restaurant initially in downtown, and we sat down, and they said, "Oh no, kitchen's closed." Like this was in the twilight of the evening. Like we had.
How did you go?
This is when she just came into town.
That late?
Yeah, like 11:30 or so.
Okay.
Yeah. So
makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. So we were
just want to make sure they weren't racist or something. It's like, nah, we're not serving your kind.
I mean, we definitely look like an interracial couple, and we don't belong to either race that we look like, so it's perfectly fine. So we had that heavy bit of news dropped on us that the there was no food to be had, but then the waitress directs us around the corner to this place called The Wig.
Zaxby's. Oh, what?
Oh, my God. I would have had a kicking chicken sandwich that night, too. No, she told us to go to The Wig, which is right around the corner. So we're in the middle.
Wig.
Yeah. It sounds kind of foofy, but evidently it's a dive bar. And the second we show up, like my heart just started to flutter. Like it's in a dark, dank little alley. But then you get inside and the door opens and you got a chalkboard list of beers. And then they have a craft beer menu that is as long as my arm. And then they
have... That's not that long.
I've been told my arms are longer than my legs, but that's neither here nor there. And then we get to the menu and on the thing, like we didn't have very high
Did
expectations.
Did you have the kickin' chicken sandwich from that
place? God, I wish. No, they had something called something called the Burger Burger, but it's a spicy pimento cheese bacon cheeseburger.
Okay,
and on top of that, they have this laundry list of beers. Where I'm like, I know what that is. I know what that is. Oh, that sounds pretty awesome. They're all $4.
Oh wow!
All the drinks were like $4. Our nice. Entire tab, by the time we had two drinks, an entree, and a side, we were out for $30.
It's pretty good.
That's yeah. great.
But so it doesn't top Jack in the Box.
It's not cheaper than Jack in the Box.
We're not going to let that go, man.
No, but I'll send you guys a picture of the burger that I went back for. I went back for that same burger the last night that I was there. So instead of going to Jack in the Box, which would have been 3 hours,
again, he skipped out on it twice.
I took the 10-minute drive back to the Wig to have, which might have been one of my favorite burgers I've ever had in my life. Without question.
Ever.
Hands
ever.
Down.
It's pretty bold. You could have had a taco, though.
Given that I went to
fried taco for like a dollar something.
Well, can I get that from Burger King?
In a Powerade.
Ooh,
graped.
Do they got cheer wine? Huh?
Probably.
That's neither here nor there.
You would have known if you went.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys go, and then you tell me. You make the trip.
I would have.
And then you talk
I
shit.
I would have.
I think we both would have.
If I had
I'm sure.
If we had driven by, we would have been like, at least picked. You could have taken it to go.
You could have got at least a curly
You could have gone drive-through, taken it, and when then I, just, you didn't have to eat it. Okay, so you were, your frame of
Bring
mind.
It down, man.
Right,
Bring
your
it down.
Frame of mind was, I have to eat it now. Instead,
yes.
You could have.
Absolutely, yes. Yes,
but you could have just taken it with you, and then you eaten it later by the time you got back to where you were staying, your hotel.
It's a very good point. I'll just tell you this. When I say that I saw it out the corner of my eye, I'm literally seeing at the corner of my eye. It was
That was me, the first one.
Me in the far left. Oh, yes, maybe two. So it's me in the far left lane going 80 miles an hour. And then
Speeding.
And I glance it. Yes, I'm Asian, so definitely speeding. Yeah, you win by an inch, you win by a mile, you're still winning. And then again, the second time, kind of at the corner of my eye, but I'm seeing it like parallel to me, and I'm still going 80 miles an hour, and I'm not sure. So I have to corroborate the whole thing with the missus to make sure I saw it correctly, and then she showed me.
Were there no signs like saying, hey, food here? You couldn't see a sign?
It was a rest area stop sign that like I vaguely saw the logo, and I was
okay.
Like, I think that was it. And then I got the double confirmation, and then like, this is a mistake. This would have entailed me actually getting off at the next exit and pulling the U to the whole thing. I'm sure you guys are saying that I totally should have done that.
Because you were so close. We don't have it here. We don't,
but I was stuffed with the nuclear
He's
chicken
still
sauce.
Talking about, I'm telling you.
I'm
you
talking about Zaxby's. I'm talking
you
about
You could have taken it
Zaxby's,
with you.
Zaxby's, you could have ate here.
Can I tell you that my entire weekend or week in Colombia was punctuated by chicken sandwiches? I had the chicken sandwich at the cookout. Had the chicken sandwich at another place called Drake's Duckin. God, what else? Had chicken sandwiches at Zaxby's. Like,
did you eat anything else besides chicken?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember if there was anything other than chicken.
Nothing
I think
wrong
the,
with that.
I think the burger, but I mean, I also got the Popeye's chicken sandwich. Got back on that train.
Down there?
Yes. I did not die. I did not die. I think that's okay. For all my transgressions with the whole bypassing Jack in the Box, I think going back and getting the Popeye's chicken sandwich and not
dying. That doesn't
dying,
make you a hero?
It doesn't make me a hero. I'm just saying, I didn't.
You still made a bad decision.
It's terrible.
That's fair. But I actually made it through without any gruff, without any.
Was it readily available for you?
For me, but then. The following, so I got it on a Monday, and then the following day, it was a shit show. So it basically cars encircling the entire building to get back into the Popeye's chicken train, which I'll say still good. Still not a mind-blowing experience the way that people are purporting it to be with the hysteria that has surrounded the
sandwich. It's a good chicken sandwich. It's not... Amazing.
It's not the greatest chicken sandwich that's ever been made. I'm sorry, you can't convince me otherwise, but it's still very good. I don't think it's worth dying over, people.
Have any of you guys had the Shake Shack chicken sandwich?
Yes.
That's actually really
it's
good.
Really good, yeah.
That's surprisingly really good.
It's in line with all the other sandwiches.
They're all on the same level.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's like, so what I like about the Popeyes one is there's like the spicy version, mm-hmm. right? So that's really tasty, and it has
He totally glossed over the fact that I was talking about the person dying, but it's fine. Go ahead. what do you like about the mayonnaise?
But the Shake Shack one is really good. Like it's real, yeah. It's like I if they serve the Shake Shack version spicy, I think that would be on par with the Popeyes. Wait. And they have there's no commotion about it, that you can just walk in there and just get it anytime. Right.
No fuss, no muss.
Yeah. And it's really good, actually. It's I'm really, in on really that. Good.
Yeah, it's good. So you guys have not had it in the second go round?
I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Still the same?
It's the same. Yeah. There is no novelty for me. I'm like, all right. But when I went and got it, it was readily available.
And then you walk past another body on the side of the road?
No, there was no body. I mean, there was a long line.
Is it worth dying for?
Let the bodies hit the floor.
No, not at all. I mean, I
so what was that story? Like, did someone literally, like were they defending their chicken sandwich to
I think the situation was that there was a line-cutting scenario.
The guy cut the line, and there was an argument that ensued. And then the suspect waited for the victim
outside,
stabbed him,
took a sandwich.
I can't report on that. But and then him and
there
whoever
sources.
He was with, yeah, they left, and then he just bounced. And there's footage of those two people, and they're looking for him. So it's like, come on, like
for cutting,
for cutting. And it's in what? Where was it at? Oxon Hill. Yeah, I will never. Ever go to Oxon Hill?
Isn't that right where the MGM casino is?
Yeah, it's right. It yeah, that, I mean
that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's no.
Who wants to go to Top Golf there?
Nada.
Okay.
Negative.
I really did want to go though, but Jesus I was like,
he can't be trusted.
Nah, man. I don't.
They just serve Popeyes there.
Oh yeah, they do. Obviously, I don't know.
At the Top Golf.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I mean that would make it way gooder.
This is some insane brand synergy that you're envisioning here.
You should have been a Jack in the Box. That's the whole crux of the goddamn argument.
Thank you.
Damn it, man.
Oh god.
we're not just gonna move past that.
I can't.
You know what? Here's the thing for me.
Okay, here it is.
Did we say it's one of the greatest fast food chains?
It is. I'm not disputing the
world.
Goddamn thing.
Correct.
Okay, I'm just saying
Correct.
That it
is more sentimental being where it's home, like being
yeah,
in California.
We
being
don't
in
have.
Vegas.
We don't.
I know we don't have it. I'm just saying, like, it's special to go there and experience it there.
Well, then you could have. Compared and contrast and be like, okay, is
I'm
it,
sure I could have,
you
but
could
again,
have, but you're like, oh, I just had a Zaxby's chicken sandwich.
I have a pile of Texas toast
sandwich.
And chicken fingers in my stomach right
you
now.
You could have taken it to go.
Hot sauce.
You could have taken it to go. What?
Could have.
Yeah.
I think Jack
should have.
I think Jack is blacked out right now.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I'm with Jack, man.
Are you blacked out right now, too?
Dude. If I'm on the East Coast and I drove by and I saw a Jack in the Box sign, I'd be like,
"Wait,
shoot,
what?
We turning around,
yeah, we're
man.
Going,
that's not supposed to be there.
We're bucking that.
We're gonna
Can
go
you
right.
just imagine the longest day ever taking place and then deciding, oh, I think I'm going to add 2 hours on top of this, you jackass?
Not what?
For Jack in the Box, yes.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Anything else? No.
What time did you get back to your hotel room?
Bedtime.
What's bedtime?
The second I darkened the doors in the room, it's like, it's bedtime.
No, I know. I'm fine.
He's lying.
Yeah.
Making excuses.
It was good.
Okay.
It was
granted, you were tired, but you didn't make a return trip.
Oh, he had a second opportunity. He said, I'm going to pass.
3 hours on a night.
I'm going to go back and have the same burger one more time.
It would have been 3 hours on a night where I only got 4 hours of sleep. So realistically, you're telling me I would have gotten 1 hour of sleep.
Yes.
What?
For Jack in the
defense
box?
Rest.
Yes.
For Jack in the Box.
Yes, for Jack in the Box. We don't.
They serve breakfast. It would have woke
you up. It's 24 hours a day, man.
You could have got the silver dollar pancakes.
I'm not saying neglecting Jack in the Box or skipping Jack in the Box is a good decision.
It was a terrible decision.
It was a measured decision. There was thought that was put into this.
God no. Damn it.
I didn't realize talking about Jack in the Box turned into a goddamn knockdown, drag out affair.
Yeah. Who you might as well just not have mentioned you
probably
saw
shouldn't.
It.
Speaking of affairs, there was the McDonald's CEO. You like that one? Okay, someone's gonna have to read me in on this. So he is this or he was the CEO
he was
of McDonald's.
The CEO. He was having some affairs with an employee.
But a consensual affair.
Consensual, everything
consensual
was fine.
Relationship.
They're consenting adults.
I just don't understand why he had to step down.
I mean, unless there is a corporate policy that we're just kind of completely bypassing,
probably.
Which I think we are, that would prevent him from engaging in such acts with a subordinate. But
who would care enough to make him like come out and?
It shouldn't force him to resign from his post. If anything, there
board
should be
board of directors.
Yeah,
was he? He was a CEO.
Yeah, but there's probably
a board of directors can enforce that. But again, it's a judgment call. It's an internal policy. So
I bet you it was some other girl that wanted to sleep with him, but didn't get the opportunity. She got
who,
passed
his wife?
Up.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I guess. I would imagine someone had some consternation about him diddling a subordinate or dipping his pen in the company ink, as it were. But I mean, I don't know. It's such a weird time to be an adult and wanting to do adult things, like even if like the other person signs off on it, you know?
Yeah, it's fine. I don't see a reason to do that, but or to for him to resign, but
because now it's not just him being he was fired from his post at McDonald's. Now he's resigning from every other board that he's a part of. Like he was a part of like a gender equality board, he's on the board of directors for like other companies. Like they're forcing him off every single post that he has. So
isn't that just part of the culture now? Like it's just bad.
The
optics are bad.
It's
so
horrendous.
To, yeah. But you have to. He has to like step down from all these other endeavors and commitments he's
everything.
Made.
Look,
that's terrible,
I'm not advocating that it's fine.
Here
to,
we go.
But
my time as the bad guy has ended. Go Ice.
Maybe I should. I just should shut up, right?
Didn't you just drive by a Jack in the Box? So you're not an advocate, but what are you trying to say?
I don't know, man. Like, I'm not.
He had a consensual relationship.
I'm not saying that it's fine that he cheated or whatever.
Did he cheat?
I'm gonna assume he did, just because
that's the assumption. But I don't know.
He's a CEO. You know, you would think he's tied down, and then the fact that he slept with an employee must. You know, yeah, I don't know. But anyways,
well said.
So I'm gonna assume that he did cheat, and so I'm not advocating that it's fine to cheat, but I'm just saying, is it really that bad? I mean, he didn't really. It was consensual. It's fine. It's
no, I'm with you. Yeah, it's a personal like, relationship. I don't know why.
You shouldn't like fine him. Do whatever. Make him. I don't know. Suspend him for like a month.
Who's the whistleblower
in home counseling?
I'm telling you, it's probably another chick that found out, and she wanted a piece of that. And
he
then,
is
and
so
then,
sexist. It's not even funny.
And then you know, then she got upset, told everyone on the board, just like, hey,
allegedly
he's sleeping around.
I mean, that's a big leap there, man.
Whistleblower.
It's a pretty big leap there. So.
We have to know the whistleblower's name.
So I don't know. She's hating, man.
Yeah, you should have kept that one
alone,
in your pocket.
Man.
Yeah, it's just a weird time to to have any type of indiscretion whatsoever. But I mean, this is what the norm is nowadays. So I hope the tide changes at some point, but it's hard to say that.
But on the bright side, McDonald's is bringing back the...
if you don't say Mighty Wings in this moment, there's nothing that could save this right now.
Yeah.
No, I saw something today. It was like they're going back into their archives of Happy Meal toys.
Oh, yeah,
and they're bringing back some of the most popular Happy Meal toys of the past like 30 years or so. So I don't know what it is, but they show pictures of them, and like I kind of remember some of them from the pictures, but I don't know exactly why people want them. But I guess it's gonna be like a mystery thing, right? Like you go get a Happy Meal, and you never know what toy you're gonna get. But it's
there. Here you go. Here's AIDS.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But here's like some random toy in our archives with like the top toys in the past 30 years or something.
Past 40 years.
40 years. Yeah. 40 years.
So there's the Cowboy McNugget. Fireman.
Are we going 3-1?
I don't know. There's no.
There has to be like a Transformer thing, right?
There's a Power Ranger.
Oh, Power. That was part of it?
God, yeah. I wish you'd
there's
get that
Furby.
Oh, I do remember the Furby.
What are the notable? The Hamburglar.
Of course.
What else here? The Tamagotchi.
That was a Happy Meal toy?
Yep. 1998.
Oh, man.
Is that like a $30 Happy Meal? God damn.
I don't know, man. Let's see. The Sorcerer's Apprentice, Mickey Mouse, Space Jam, Bugs Bunny.
Oh, that's the one.
The one right there. There's a Hello Kitty somewhere in there.
The Hello Kitties right now. That's the one that... my kids are getting.
Yeah, me too.
They're loving that one.
Yeah. That's it. That is kind of notable. But Hot Wheels.
Sounds great, guys.
Yeah. I don't know why.
I don't know. But that was the big news. Oh, yeah. Look at that. The little chicken nugget toy.
Yeah. That looks good. It's got nuggets.
It's like a potato. Potato cowboy. I remember that one. Whatever that is.
That's the Cowboy Nugget.
Yeah, it's also
that's
Potato
the one.
Cowboy.
Also the name of the show.
Potato Cowboy.
That's the one.
Correct.
All right, so we're canceling McDonald's, right? What?
Yeah, man.
No.
Well, maybe.
I love McDonald's. I can't stop having
here
McDonald's.
On this show. We ain't canceling shit.
It's a staple of the show.
Yeah, it's what keeps us going. And we'll dip it all in hot sauce and make amends.
Ooh, yeah.
You guys want hot sauce?
I
want
to try that next week.
No, you don't.
Are you really good?
2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. Because what?
Yes.
To the listening audience.
Oh,
no
yeah.
Hiccup.
Next week.
Next week. Just Ice kidding. Will next try
week.
The last
I will
dab.
Try that next week.
Okay. But you got to let me know what conveyance you want. You want
Nugget.
Okay.
Yeah. Cowboy. This cowboy potato.
Potato cowboy.
Potato cowboy.
Good deal. All right. Let's talk to something you really have some insight on besides, chicken nuggets and hot sauce. Apple.
So, yes.
It's that time, goddammit.
It is that time.
I don't think it is that time. It's a weird time of year to have, like, Apple news and things. But I think they accidentally leaked the Apple AirPod Pro thing by virtue of, like, a diagram that was in the iOS. And now that it forced their hand?
No.
Was this the plan?
It was part of the plan. I think their grand scheme is they wanted to get this out for the Christmas season, the holiday season.
Because
everyone knows going into Christmas, everyone buys headphones for whatever reason.
I have to ask this. Why don't they do the reveal for this shit at the end of their like big September keynote?
Well, they were... Ideally, that's what they would have done.
What the hell were they waiting on?
So, September, they usually do the big iPhone event.
Right.
October, they do the second event where they do Apple TV-related stuff. They
a lot
do
of jerking
music-related off stuff. They do hardware stuff like MacBooks, AirPods, all that stuff. But I don't think anything else was ready, so they're not going to do a whole event just for AirPods. So, they're like, screw it. Just roll out the AirPods. Why not?
And you got a pair, right?
And I did. So
did you beat the rush at this point? How did you get it? Where I think people are just getting them now.
Yeah,
are they not?
Yeah, they are. Okay. So to be honest, I ordered
big deal
the minute that one of you motherfuckers dropped that hint on on our little private channel. You're just like, hey, AirPods drop. I was like,
that might have been me. That was.
I popped it up quickly on the app, hit buy, shipped to me.
Bye.
And it came in like 2 days. I was like,
press confirm with his dick.
I've been waiting for those. I bought the original AirPods on day one when they first came out. So I had them back in 2016. I believe that's when
so
it came
long
out.
Ago.
And the battery totally died on me, man.
Your AirPods died?
Yeah, I don't know how yours is still holding up, but
hanging on by a thread, but he doesn't overcharge.
Dude, mine sucks, man. Like, my old AirPods, I use them basically daily for the past 3 years or whatever. It's been 4 years.
Samesies.
And at this point, it holds a charge of like 30 minutes. So
your AirPods,
yeah,
only go over 30. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, man. Like,
it's awful.
I go through half a podcast and the thing just like boom, boom, boom. I'm like
half
of
our
my
podcast.
God.
That's just him air checking us. He's like, I can't take this shit. He rips the AirPods out.
So I knew it was time, but I was gonna wait till the big release because I know there was rumors of a new one, and finally it did roll out, and I immediately hopped on it, got it. And I have to say, dude,
his dick.
it's awesome, man. It's so for the AirPods before. So everyone's complaint before was like the AirPods doesn't stick in your ear; they run and it pops out or
right.
something like that. It wasn't shaped for everyone's ear. So
I've never had that happen. By the
me
way,
me neither.
Just
but with the new one, because it has those silicone tips, it actually fits and shapes into everyone's ear.
Conforms.
But the biggest part of it is the whole noise canceling feature that they've added.
It's kind of a big deal.
It's a huge deal. Dude, I totally forgot. I thought it was going to be the regular AirPods, and I was totally fine with that. And I popped it in my ear. So it's like you put the first one in, and it's fine. The second one goes in, and it goes... and you don't hear a damn thing.
Nice.
And everything just sound like you just got muted out. And I was like, whoa, this is nutty. So because of the noise canceling feature, it everything's louder. All the sounds are more amplified. It's louder. You hear more of the mid-tones, the basses, all that stuff. So music sounds better. Podcast sounds clearer. Everything's...
How do we sound? With noise canceling,
it actually sounds pretty damn good. Like all the stuff that
that's
you say, like
concerned
it,
with.
Sometimes it's not loud enough.
Yeah.
Now it's like I don't have that problem. Nice. It's like it's too loud.
Right.
Like
right.
I need
Jack to shut up. He's talking too much, too loudly.
But it's pretty insane. And on top of that, they say the battery has gotten better by like an extra hour or so.
I can't believe you're at 30 minutes. Like it's mind boggling. That's what.
Isn't that nuts, man?
That's the time I get from the Kickstarter AirPods that I got from some rinky dink company.
I went into the store and asked them, like, "Hey, I'm getting like really crap battery life on my AirPods. Like, do you guys replace the battery?" They're like, "We could, but for the price you're gonna pay to replace them, they're." Pretty damn close to just buying a new set. So you can pay us like, you know, I can't even remember what it was, but it was like maybe like $40 less than buying a new set. And I'm like, at that point, just buy a new set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So but, I imagine like an Apple Store employee like sees the upgrade option on their phone as you're like pleading with them to do it. And then they like, they whip it out and then they press decline with their dick. Like, it's the perfect symmetry.
No, but this new AirPod Pro is pretty legit, man. Like the ear part, what is it? The stock of the whatever they call it, the buds. It's not the buds. The buds goes in your ear, but that
it's
little
the tips.
Stick, the
yeah,
tips.
Yeah. Are you on buds
out,
right now?
It's shorter, which is cool, and
like a nub.
Now it's not. It's all like force gestures. So it's like you press it and you press and hold to switch between noise canceling or transparency mode, which is like. Letting you hear everyday sounds, or
so you don't get hit by a car when
exactly.
you're walking.
Exactly.
So there's like pressure you have to exert on it, to make it work in a certain way.
By default is noise canceling.
Right.
If you want to turn it off, you press and hold.
Pass through.
Transparency. I think that's what they call it.
Yeah, right.
Sure. Then they got like different, yes, like tap once to do something, tap twice to do something, triple tap to do something else. And it's legit. I think it's great. The price point though, $250 for it's one of these, it's very steep compared to, there's a lot of headphones in the market right now for $250.
Those Power Beats look unstoppable.
Yeah. So, you know, some people ask like, is it comparable to the Beats? Like, could I work out in these? I would say the Beats is probably more fitting for working out because it hooks around your ears and all that stuff.
That's where I'm going next.
But I don't know. So there's something about the ease and like how compact the AirPods Pro. I mean, you own a pair, so
yes,
it's like you're trading off on that with the Beats. Like it hooks around your ear and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think there's something really nice and elegant about these little AirPods.
Yeah, absolutely. I came from the understanding that eventually we're just gonna have these little dots we put in our ear. So if they stay like anything close to that, like the way that it was intended initially, like that's the direction I'm gonna go. So the AirPods actually were not quite in that same vein, mm-hmm. but they were close enough where like they were secure and they did that same function. And I don't have the issues that other people talk about when it comes to AirPods. I don't have the shit just dropping out of my ear.
It's the weird ear shape people.
I mean, you people. And what do I mean when I say you people? You weird ear people. Like, like get a hold of yourselves. They're earbuds. Like, the shit's not designed for everybody specifically. Like, you know, you can't Chipotle your earbuds at this rate. Just deal with it. I guess I can't relate to that, but I think the AirPod product in and of itself
it comes with I believe it comes with like a couple different size silicone tips. Okay. So if you
can, they make it in black yet?
Oh man, that was like the big rumor that it was going to come out with like a different colorway. No,
you're going to see me like Christian Bale in Batman Begins, like painting everything
black.
That would
be so sick, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Swear to me.
Yeah. Swear to me. I'm staring at my iPhone. Swear to me. This is me doing a Memoji by myself. But yeah, if they have a black color, I would be the plebe that lines up the day one. Like,
so
you
the two biggest gripes is the price point and there's zero control for like the EQ. Like you can't adjust the sounds and the bass and the treble and all that stuff.
I don't need that. That'll be V3.
Probably, but because I mean, right now, like with the Sony ones, you have all those controls, but for some reason, Apple is just like, nah, you're not getting.
No, we're
those.
Good.
Yeah,
no,
they're thinking the masses. They want to hit as broad an audience as possible. You think like 200 million Americans are thinking they need to adjust the EQ on their headphones?
Yeah,
no, the shit just needs to play loud and maybe sometimes bassy, and that's it.
So I'm going to say the $250 price point isn't for everyone, but for people who care about noise cancellation, I think they did it pretty nicely. I highly recommend it, but if noise canceling isn't a big deal to you, dude, stick with the regular AirPods too. And I think
they're literally indestructible. They may not hold a charge the way that you want, but they're literally indestructible.
And right? There's tons of sales on them. So you can get them for a hell of like a great deal.
Probably for Black Friday.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
If you don't have them, buy them, try it out. Make sure you buy it through our link.
Damn right.
But I'll say like mine are unstoppable. Like I've had issues where they don't charge in like the certain instances, and I'll have to double check, make sure there's no debris that keeps it from connecting securely to the AirPods. But when it does, like I'm talking hours, bro.
Hours?
Hours.
Dude, I'm jealous, man.
Flying high.
I still use my old ones.
I'm in 2019. He's in 2019 with these AirPods.
Yeah, I did start in 2016, so.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm. Did you drive by it the first time and say, I'll come back around the next time?
No.
Never mind. I should have just let that one go.
Yeah.
So I know one thing you're not going to ignore. It's Apple Plus.
So Apple Plus,
you sent this thing.
Yeah,
and
no.
I scratched my head.
I only mentioned this because I just want everyone to understand. If there's anyone out there that's listening to us that has bought a new iPhone this year or a new Apple product, you get Apple Plus free for a year. So go claim
free
that
$3.99.
thing. Yeah. So when you go to Apple TV Plus, there's going to be a button where they recognize that you've purchased an Apple product. and they'll say, click here to claim your free subscription for an entire year. So click it and you'll get it for a year. I just say, don't miss out on that.
What if I bought my wife a new
she
Apple
gets
product?
It.
She gets it.
She gets it.
I'm shit out of luck.
And because you guys are a family, you get up to 6 family members for free.
So I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you a family?
Okay, so.
If you guys aren't set up as a family
yet. No, we're on the same plan.
No.
And what?
You need to set up your accounts as you're part of a family.
Your iTunes account.
So if
I'm confused.
So if you're set up as a family, you share all your purchases.
Right.
So if
her and the dog.
Yes.
Share.
So if you bought an app, she gets the app for free.
Yep.
If she bought a movie, you get the movie for free. If you bought a song, she gets it for free.
But does it cost more when you do that?
No.
No.
It's just because Apple allows a family of 6 to share all purchases.
Right. Okay.
So because she gets Apple TV, you're going to get Apple TV.
So if I get Grindr, she gets Grindr.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. What? Never mind.
He's like, damn, I paid double for that.
Yeah, I paid. I didn't realize that was the whole setup. So that's the gimmick. That's the bit.
Yeah.
To get everybody into the ecosystem.
Set yourself up as a family, and then you share all purchases. And so because she has a new phone, you get all the benefits of that.
Did you guys both get new devices in the year?
Yes.
I know you did.
No.
Okay.
So he's
But you already signed up for Apple Plus.
No, he signed up for the
Apple
other
TV
one.
Plus?
No. I think if you
Disney.
Upgraded
to... What are we talking about?
Like 13? The new iOS?
Oh.
I think they... That's what it was.
Oh, really?
I could get it. I just didn't do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I think my wife got it, so she can sign up for it. That's for sure.
Whoever upgraded can get it free for a year. So
now
you
did
bought...
she get Grindr?
I don't think that works that way.
I don't know. So you're saying there's a chance.
So they just... I guess rolled out their whole Apple Plus streaming services. I think there's only like 6 shows right now.
Great,
but
where do I sign up for the 6 shows?
Just to backtrack a little bit, so it's really just a ploy for them to get people to buy more phones right now.
Not really. They actually want subscribers, but they don't have enough content. So they know they're not going to convince people to subscribe to the service right now because there's just not enough content. So,
right, but they throw the hook out there by saying, look, if you buy a phone right now, you get a year of Apple Plus on top of that.
Yeah, it's just a perk, but it's not something to...
They do that because they know by year 2,
you're in.
You're probably set up automatically renew, right? So you're going to forget that you're already signed up for this thing. So in a year, it's going to charge you for it.
They're
going
to get
year.
At least 3 extra months of some dickhead forgetting to cancel a service. Like,
yeah,
without
that's
question.
It happens all the time.
A few hundred dickheads. Yeah.
Yep. And that few hundred dickheads is great for them.
Yeah. All good. Money in the coffers.
Good for bottom line.
Yeah. And they get to continue making that terrible Morning Glory show. Ugh.
Is it bad?
Have you seen it?
I heard the reviews are not kind.
Oh no. I'm actually looking forward to watching that.
Of course you are.
Come on.
It doesn't look appealing to me at all.
I'm the asshole.
Oh, you know which asshole. One looks good? That Shyamalan one. The
Who?
The one that the
M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah, that one.
Which one is that?
I spent years trying to decipher what the hell he's talking
about.
It's
called The Servant. And the little teaser trailer that they put out was like this lady was singing to her doll in a crib. Creepy as hell, man. But that was the teaser. And so I don't know. I want to know more about this.
Where does Mr. Glass fit in this entire ecosystem? I need to know.
It does not.
God damn it. It's pointless.
Yeah, but I mean,
I
don't know.
Anything else? Anything else of value that you can sell us on with the Apple Plus?
No, not at all. I think that right now the big names are Oprah's book club, that morning show,
pass.
The M. Night Shyamalan,
pass,
and the Jason Momoa
C.
Pass.
So that's their top tier programming they're trotting up against.
Actually, there's
Disney's
one
entire
there's
lineup.
One like space movie that's actually supposed to be really good. But
if you say Space Cowboy, I'm gonna flip out.
No, it's not Space Cowboy.
Battlestar Galactica. Anything?
Something about space. I don't know. The moon and something.
Clint Eastwood's old ass rolling back. I'm back.
But, man, that was, Man, I read this article that was saying like,
no shit.
If Steve Jobs was alive, Disney would acquire Apple.
I was gonna say, if Steve Jobs was alive, he'd be rolling over his grave.
And I'm like, that would have been awesome, because in addition to all these other things that they're doing, they could own Apple, and Apple wouldn't be doing the stupid streaming service.
You know what? You know what they need to do? Forget trying to make their own goddamn content. Buy into the Spider-Verse and just make those goddamn movies.
Just do it.
Put it out on their platform, because that thing will print money like hand over fist. They just announced that in 2021 they're going to do Into the Spider-Verse Part 2.
Damn right.
You've seen?
What?
Spider-Verse? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you got a kid.
What?
You've seen it.
What? Oh, sorry. My God.
You watched it that opening weekend, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry,
with the boy. With
I'm
the
blacked
boy.
Out right
the
now.
The boy.
But I mean, can Apple just decide that they're going to buy content and stop trying to create this shit themselves?
No, they have so much cash. They just wanted
cash.
To... I don't know. They saw...
That's what I'm saying. They have the cash.
Cash.
Just buy the properties. Buy them outright and stop trying to create this this shit organically, because I promise you, they're going to just blow through all this money the same way that Netflix is doing right now, trying to create everything and, or just keep everything within their house. But they have it at their disposal just to pivot and buy this entire production house and forget this whole endeavor altogether, because I just don't see a path where these three or four shows are going to be enough to get people into their ecosystem, their streaming system.
It's not. No, you need content. Content is king, and they don't have it right now, so that's why they're giving it away for free.
Yep.
Like, how does Jason Momoa know how to do ab workouts while he's blind? Like, I don't know. Even if he does, is that even anywhere remotely interesting to either of you?
No. No, not at all. I'm not interested in any of the shows.
He's doing hanging sit-ups with his eyes closed, basically. Like, it
sounds like you watched it already.
I know. It sounds like you've
seen
the trailer.
I'm just imagining the concept.
And analyzed
everything. He looks like he's Jason Momoa. He looks like Jason Momoa. He just can't see. But he's a dreamboat, so we should be interested in some way.
Oh, they said that show might be pretty good. Was it Dickinson? It's the one, the Haley Steinfeld show.
Okay, now you've got me.
That girl alone, I watch it.
Yeah. No, but you know what? Like, there are too many attractive women on Instagram. Like, it's fine. I'll follow what she does on the IG, and if someone says it's really worth my time, I'll follow up.
Yeah. But
are you psyched for Spider-Verse?
Oh yeah, but renewing Spider-Verse Part 2, it's like
it was a no-brainer.
Oh, you knew they were going to do it.
But are you surprised how quickly they're turning it around?
No.
Is that quick? 2021?
Well, look,
it came out last year.
I guess so.
They're just saying it's greenlit now, so they're turning it around in basically a year or 2 years time at most. So that for an animated movie, that's wild.
Yeah, I saw like someone was like. I guess Spider-Man, Japanese Spider-Man was a thing, and someone like tweeted them and was just like, "Hey, if you guys should do, you guys should add the Japanese Spider-Man to Spider-Verse, and if
be
you
less
do,
racist.
Could I help design what that character is like?" And they tweeted back and they said, "It's
Too
already
late,
been designed," and I was like, "Ooh, man!" But I don't even know what that is. I looked it up and I was just like, I don't know. Japanese Spider-Man. It just looks like Japanese Spider-Man.
So it's not the girl with the robot Spider-Man.
No, not that one.
All right. Just trying to clear the lines of possible confusion.
I'd be
here.
More excited if they somehow like put like Tobey Maguire Spider-Man and stuff. And it just kind of mess around with that world.
Well, I mean, like that would be the most likely option. I don't think they could get like the Tom Holland Spider-Man into that Spider-Verse.
No.
No, because Spidey's back in the MCU. He back. We've been trying to talk about this for like 3 months.
Yeah, he's back, right?
Kind of
after
back.
The hiatus, but they'll finish the movie deal or whatever the original deal
more,
was.
Is it one more deal? One
I
more
think
movie?
So, yeah.
I think one.
Well, it's one more co-produced Spider-Man movie and then one more Marvel property that he'll be involved in.
Right.
And then after that, Kaputskis, which I think is a nice way for them to close out the arc for his character, because they built it up in a way where he's so interwoven with everything that is
right.
He's not a character you could just close, though.
No, but I'm saying if you took a movie and a half to do it, I think you have a shot.
You think so?
I think they built the runway for them to get out of the Tom Holland business. There's a shot. So it seems kind of convoluted now because he's allegedly the new Iron Man type guy. But
Iron Man.
Yeah. But they put him back in New York. They can start to localize his character and de-emphasize him in the MCU. So I see a pathway to getting out of the business.
Build up the Miles character, right? And then do like a different Spider-Man, not the Tom Holland.
Well, no, we're working towards no Spider-Man.
No
in
Spider-Man?
The MCU, and then they'll probably go with the Venom universe in their own
Venom
Sony Spider-Man thing.
I think they're probably itching to make a live action Miles Spider-Man movie because they know it'll sell. I mean, with all the hype of Spider-Verse, I think they want to do it now.
Can they make a kid look like the Miles in the Spider-Verse movies? Like, can they like reverse engineer that to make it happen?
Maybe.
Childish Gambino, man.
But he's already Uncle
Aaron.
He's
already established. Yeah.
But he would look the part.
Well, yeah, but he's already Uncle Aaron.
He's racist.
Yeah.
Aaron.
Okay, this is why we didn't talk Spider-Man for like 9 consecutive weeks. Just a travesty. All right, but we've checked the box. I think we've scratched the itch. Just like we'll not talk about the Nats anymore. We won't talk about Spider-Man until, I don't know, someone else dons the mask. There we go. Agreed?
Yes.
Agreed.
Yes.
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 Well,
yes.
Shit. We can take all those wrestling topics Jack sent over the course of the weekend is in the trash.
He's devastated.
Irrelevant. Just like this show, but it's fine.
Not really.
I'll keep drinking and we'll still keep having fun. So thank you all.
I think Jack is most devastated that you didn't stop by that Jack in the Box.
I didn't want to say it, but yeah, I'm still very upset.
At least I had the chance. Ooh.
He hasn't been the same since.
No.
The show has suffered for it. It's
fine.
Sorry. I will find. Look, I promise you this. If I go back to Columbia, I will make the drive up to Charlotte to Jack in the Box.
Don't do it for me. Do it for yourself.
No, it's for me. No. Make no mistake. I'm not bringing you any tacos. Right, I'm just going myself. All
right. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Guaranteed. Here and now. Fair?
Yep.
Got a deal.
All right.
We've reached an accord. All right, you all, you potato cowboys, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week, I think, perhaps, on another episode of the Bassland Podcast. Thanks.
Later.
Later.